Good morning. Thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. I'm calling to order the Omax. I had some extra pills, so I think I told them to stop sending them to me until I used them all up. And I have some left, but the expiration date was July of 2020. So I guess they're not good anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, we only normally recommend it would be good no more than 30 days after that expiration date. I'll be more than happy to get your account pulled up, ma'am. May I ask for your name and the shipping address, please?
Yeah, my name's Maria Colantonio, Colantonio. And the address is 343 Fairview Street, Weirton, West Virginia, 26062.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see. I did pull up, show you down for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Looks like you called us back in October of last year. We placed you on a hold here until it looks like the 30th of August. And so you're needing more product, pretty much. Is that right?
Yeah, well, from what you're saying, I can still use what I have up to August 30th. So I have enough for this month, and then I would need some starting in September.
Okay. Well, we can adjust that next date out until September. Would you like to, what date in September would work out for you?
Well, the beginning, because I, you know, I wouldn't have any that weren't outdated at that time. So I guess September 1st.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to place that on the 1st for you. Let's see. Did have that updated. So instead of August 30th, it'll go out on the 1st of September.
Oh, you have it going out on August 30th?
Yes, ma'am. It was set up for the August 30th.
Oh, that's fine. It's only a day. Yeah, that's fine. August 30th is fine.
Okay.
You can leave it that.
All right. Not a problem.
So,
it looks like you'll still be locked in at the same pricing for that 6-month supply. Or, no, excuse me, 3 months.
3 months supply?
Meant to me. Oh, 6 months. I'm so sorry. I don't know why it shows a 3 in parentheses here. So, yeah, 6 months, half off. You have it at $144.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll leave it as is. It'll be going out on the 30th instead. And I show you're in West Virginia. We ship from Lewiston, Maine. So you shouldn't, you know, have too long to wait on your shipping of the product.
Okay. So do you have my Visa card number?
Let's see what we were using. Let's see what we have on file. Ooh, we are going to need to have that updated. It looks like a Visa ending in 6070 expired November of last year.
Well, I still have the same card with the same last 4 digits, and it goes to 622.
Okay. Let me see. I don't think it's going to let me edit anything. Probably have to put everything in again. Yeah, that's going to make me do this the hard way. All right, just give me 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, yeah, it's not going to let me edit the old information here, and I can only see the last 4 of that number. So may I ask for that card information one more time to have that updated for you?
All right. It's 4442-7891-2524-6070.
Thank you, ma'am. And that expiration you said was what?
622.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's have that updated for you. 622.
No one sees that number, right?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And the only thing visible on your account is the last four. Everything else is blocked out.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's been fully updated for your next billing. Did you have any other questions or concerns?
Do you need the number on the back for my Visa?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No. And just to verify, you'll ship it out on the 30th of August, a six-month supply, and I'll pay $144. It'll be charged to my Visa that I just gave you.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Amex Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.